the snooze feature on the alarm clock, friend or foe? I've always had a strong attachment. Yeah, it's EFO. I've always had a strong attachment to the snooze alarm. It's never been easy for me to wake up in the morning, I'll admit. I remember my difficulties in waking up even back when I was a teenager, when I was in high school. I probably set the alarm for like at least a half an hour, maybe even 45 minutes or a full hour before I really had to get up, because it would take that many times of smacking the alarm clock every time the snooze came on. I remember sort of hitting that thing probably at least a half dozen times before I could actually manage to pull myself out of bed. I don't have any memory of how many alarm clocks I actually went through during that period when I was in high school, but I suspect it was at least a few. It was rough being the alarm clock in my bedroom. It wasn't easy to be the one to alert me in the morning that it was time, that morning had arrived, and it was time to get my lazy butt out of bed. Although it's not quite as bad as that, I still have difficulties in heaving myself out of bed, now well into my adulthood. But now it's a little bit more complicated. My alarm clock is my phone. To set the snooze feature actually takes a little bit of work. Like, it used to be like a thing, a button you like pressed down or pulled up or something, and now you gotta do all this stuff to your phone and like find the snooze feature, and then you have to indicate you want to turn it on, and then you're like, ooh, maybe I don't. My alarm clock is, though, on my phone, and to set the snooze feature is a bit of work. It doesn't just do it by itself. Even though it's called a smartphone, and it seems to know an awful lot about me and my habits. And like when I turn on the car to leave here to go home, it tells me how long it's gonna take me to get home. And so I would think that it would know something about how difficult it is for me to get out of bed in the morning, and even though I didn't set the snooze alarm, that even if I'm not out of bed at a reasonable amount of time, that it would just go off again, like by itself. But this part of my life, it seems to ignore. Perhaps it knows what would happen. If I haven't intentionally set the snooze feature, the alarm doesn't go off, even if I've fallen right back to sleep, like this morning. Paul would disapprove. Now, I'm not sure if Paul would have cared much at all about alarms or snooze alarms for that matter, but I've got a feeling if he knew about them and knew that I wantonly allow myself to sleep beyond what I should, he would disapprove. That's a bit of what's happening in today's little passage from Romans. It's about not waiting, not putting things off, not engaging in delay tactics. Do it. Do it now. And if you are already doing it, then figure out how to do it better. That's kind of what today is all about. So what's it? It is being a follower of Christ. One whose life has been altered, transformed, shaped by the love like no other, the love of Christ. So act like it. Or if you've been acting like it, act more. Act better. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, etc., are all summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Love your neighbor as yourself. Not tomorrow or the next day, not next week. Or if you've been doing pretty well in this regard, that you've been focused on loving your neighbor as best that you can, do it more. Do it better. It doesn't take much in the way of thinking to know the world in which we live could use a bit more. More of loving neighbor as we love ourselves. And I think it's a good idea to make sure that we keep in mind both sides of this equation. This isn't just about loving your neighbor, that you will be judged by how well you reach out to your neighbor, how well that you'll give time and time and time again, giving, 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 giving. This is also about loving yourself. That certainly doesn't mean only loving yourself, but knowing and acknowledging that as God's children, as God's people, we are called to not simply to show kindness to others, but to love as we know we are loved. That this is an equation that has two sides. Love neighbor as yourself. Know that God loves you, and out of that love, you will be God's people. We are loved by God, and through our acceptance of that, then it isn't really so much to think about, to take on. It's part of what that means, to know that we are loved by God, that we are transformed, altered, shaped by a love that compels us to then turn to others, that we may not only live out that love, but let it, allow it to guide who we are and what we do as individuals and as a community. Put on Christ and be who Christ has called you, us, to be. It doesn't take much in the way of thinking to know that the world in which we live could use a bit more, more of loving neighbor as we love ourselves. In response to natural disasters, yes, but also in response to the ugliness, misunderstanding, violence, and hatred that has become a part of our lives in the United States. Now, we already do quite a lot. You, me, we together, we respond, we reach out. Paul's word to us, great, but now do more. Now do better. Don't delay, don't put it off, don't keep pushing the snooze alarm of faith. Do better, do more. Because I've loved you, and I do love you. You have everything you need to do that, to do just that. So as we come to the communion table today, we have an opportunity to allow ourselves to be challenged as individuals and as a community to dig deeper, to go a little further into the mystery, to engage even more into the mystery of what it means to be God's people. To be loved by God, to be transformed by God's love, not just yesterday, not just today, but tomorrow, and the next day, and the next. To be God's people, putting on Christ more, better, now, today. Praise be to God. Amen.